I have the pleasure to present to this great audience young John Lewis.
We march today for jobs and freedom, but we have nothing to be proud of. For hundreds and thousands of our brothers are not here, for they're receiving starvation wages or no wages at all.
And I'm so caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you.
While we stand here, there are sharecroppers in the Delta of Mississippi who are out in the field working for less than $3 a day, 12 hours a day. While we stand here, there are students in jail on trumped-up charges.
And they'd all be so disappointed, because who am I if not exploited?
Our brother James Palmer, along with many others, is also in jail.
It's brutal out here.
We come here today with a great sense of misgiving. It is true that we support the administration's civil rights bill. We support it with great reservation,
however. It's brutal out here.
Unless Title III is put in this bill, there's nothing to protect the young children and old women who must face police dogs and fire hoses in the South while they engage in peaceful demonstrations. In its present form, this bill will not protect the citizen of Danville, Virginia, who must live in constant fear of a police state.
It's brutalized.
It will not protect the hundreds and thousands of people that have been arrested upon Trump charges.
It's brutalized.
What about the three young men, Nick Fields, secretary in America's Garden, who faced a death penalty for engaging in peaceful protest?
Because I love people I don't like.
The stand on the voting section of this bill will not help the thousands of white people who want to vote. It will not help the citizen of Mississippi.